Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Yes, I'm your guest, Rebecca L. Norrington, the world's only happiness specialist, at least the last time I checked. What the hell? And for my new listeners, welcome to Reality Spirituality. People are finding me all over the world. It's so interesting how when it's time, shit happens. Excuse the French. Is that really French? Anyway, let me just give you wow, what an introduction, huh? For any listeners that are not, regardless, okay, let me start the show. I've been up since 4:30 this morning. Don't ask me why. You know, it's always about the thoughts and the stories. Let me just back up a little bit. What is a happiness specialist? How the hell did I even get that title, and who am I? When I say happiness specialist, when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And this search for happiness has taken me to 63 years old. That's right, taken me a long, long time, and there's more. There's more, just like the as seen on TV, there's always more. And that's the exciting thing. When you really commit to and start to prioritize wanting to feel, wanting to be happy during your life, regardless of your circumstances, guess what? Things do start to shift. Things start to change within yourself. This has nothing to do with anything out there. There are two significant dates in your life. Two significant dates. That's an easy one to answer. Your birth and your physical death. Everything in between is a story. And the only reason why we suffer, I read a quote, let me find it. It says, remember that stress doesn't come from what's going on in your life. It comes from your thoughts about what's going on in your life. Your thoughts or the story. So today we're going to be talking about elevating beyond the story. How to elevate beyond the thoughts that make us feel a certain way, the thoughts that make us, you know the thoughts I'm talking about that make you either feel sad or stressed or anxious or angry. All of those thoughts, there is a way to elevate above the thoughts. Where those thoughts, and I have them too, my dear audience, Don't think that I don't experience the same things you do. Even being a happiness specialist, I experience the same. That's why it's easier for me to share with you, because we're in this boat together. We've all felt hurt, sad. Quote, betrayed, and I'm using air quotes for all of these, anger, bitter, resentment, all of those emotions, we've all felt that. But let me share this. I want to give you my definition of happiness, and it is to be able to feel at peace, be at peace regardless of your circumstances. Regardless of your circumstances, regardless of how you're feeling, you are at peace. And today's topic, listen, if the question is, if thoughts are our reason for suffering, if thoughts are the cause of our suffering, what do we do with them? We all have them. Can't seem to go away. Some people say that when you meditate, you don't have thoughts. I don't meditate. Meditating doesn't work for me. I know I'm one of those oddballs, but I meditate in a different way. Let's say this. I don't meditate in the traditional way. I'm not sitting down. I'm not closing my eyes. No, I can meditate while I'm taking a walk. I can meditate while I'm driving. I can meditate while I'm on a bus. So the meditation for me in the shower, my favorite place is in the shower. So the meditation, know that, number one, all of my wonderful audience, because I get those questions all the time. How do I meditate, Rebecca? I can't seem to meditate. It's not working for me. What I want to tell you is and share with you is, and I'm so passionate about this, is that we are as different as our fingerprints. We are so different and unique, and so it's really up to you to find what works with you. Because what works with someone else may not work with you. I was talking to someone yesterday, and she was saying that she likes to put hot packs on certain areas of her body. And she says, some people say cold. She says, oh, no, I'm hot packs. She says she puts hot packs on even in the middle of summer. Now, she says even if it's 90 degrees outside. The point is, we are all so different, and isn't it time to embrace the differences and to acknowledge the differences and to accept the differences of everyone else, regardless of whatever it is, regardless of without judgment? That's what I wanted to say. Accept the differences without the judgment. Do it like this. Try something. Try my way. The acceptance of all others without judgment will add to your happiness, will add to your peace. Today's topic, and I have a few people in the queue, and I will get to you. Just give me a couple more minutes. I have a few people want to talk to me. If you want to ask a question or contribute, just press the number one. Today's topic is elevating beyond thoughts. I know you've read a lot or heard about different studies of these people that can mentally heal themselves. I mean, there's countless examples, scientific examples. And what I want to say is, is it possible to witness the thoughts without being in the storm of the thoughts or without feeling in the, you know what I'm talking about, without feeling the effects of the thoughts? Is it possible? And the answer is yes. How to elevate above the thoughts? First of all, this is going to be a practice. And let me say this again. Happiness is a practiced skill. Maintaining peace is a practiced skill. And like any other practice, the more you practice, the easier it becomes and the more it becomes who you are. You are what you practice. Every moment you have the ability to practice something different, something new. Do something that you haven't done before. Practice something new. And I know it's very easy to get stuck in doing the same, because quite frankly, change and doing something different is uncomfortable. Sometimes it doesn't even, no, not sometimes. I'm speaking for myself. It feels horrible. It's very uncomfortable. Growth is uncomfortable. Doing something different is uncomfortable. But the more you practice, when you commit to wanting to feel, be peaceful, have that foundation of peace, you will practice. And what is it that we practice? Well, there are behaviors that subtract from happiness, and there are behaviors that add to happiness. So what we practice is eliminating those behaviors that subtract from happiness and practicing the behaviors that add. Now, what do you eliminate? One of the things to eliminate is the effect that thoughts have on you, on your peace, on your decisions, on your, all of it. Wouldn't it be nice? Let me ask you these questions. Hold on a second. Let me just ask you these questions. Let me pull them up really quick. Can other people hurt your feelings? Can other people disappoint you? Are you as happy when you're faced with life challenges? Are you able to answer no to any of those questions? So what do we practice is how to remain, how to vibrate, how to be a vibration of peace regardless of what happens. Elevating above the thoughts. How do I do that? I practice. It might sound a little wacky, but I practice putting all of the thoughts. I put all of the thoughts on a stage. On a stage. It's just like going to theater or going to the movies or watching television. You're watching. You're witnessing your thoughts as opposed to being in them and identifying with them. When you practice just witnessing, and you know what? Just do it for maybe 10 minutes, 5 minutes. You know, we have millions of thoughts. Maybe a half hour a day. It is a practice, and be patient with yourself. It is a practice that you just witness the thoughts. You sit there, and you're just very, very quiet, and you just, wow. And they will come. And if you're like me, they're all going to be bad. they all have one intent, is to make me feel bad about myself and or my life. You're not doing enough. Come on. We all have them, including me. But when you start to witness and start to put everything. Separate your thoughts from you. Separate your thoughts from you, meaning your consciousness. Now you're witnessing another entity that has nothing to do with you. Just like the movie that you're watching. Just like the television show. Just like the theater that you attend. You go to a musical, and you're not getting out of your seat and jumping on the stage, are you? When you go to a movie, you're not jumping into the screen and, hey, I'm part of the movie. So what I encourage and what I would like to share is what I do is practice separating yourself from your thoughts. In fact, but know that it is, that you are separate from your thoughts. How do you elevate yourself beyond the thoughts? First, you have to separate yourself. Let me go to my callers. I know. Hold on a second. This first call, area code 630. Welcome. What is your first name? You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name?
Oh, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Have I spoken to you before?
Oh, maybe like a long time ago.
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling your vibe. I'm feeling you. I really do. But okay, what's going on, Lisa?
So, are we able to ask a question like what you see with something coming up, or I'm not sure what we can ask? Or
well, this is what I do, and I like to empower my audience. So, yes, you can ask whatever question you want, but then I'm going to start asking you questions if that's okay. So, in other words, so you really won't need me, you know, forever, but you, anyway, ask me your question. Please ask.
Oh, okay. So I just wonder what you see with a move. I've been looking for a property for a while. To purchase?
Okay. So you're okay. So when I get questions like this, one of the things that I love to do, if you don't mind, you want to play with me a little bit? You feel like playing a little bit, Lisa?
Oh, I don't know. What's your question? It depends.
Okay. This is the question. Okay, this is it. And let me say, sometimes people aren't really happy with the questions, but let me say this. Mm-hmm. Do you practice or do you think that you have any kind of intuitive skills? This is just for you. I know,
yes.
I have them, but I'm asking if you,
yes,
have them. Okay,
yeah,
good.
I kind of feel I do.
Yes. Let's stay on that. And how has that evolved in your life? I mean, can you give me some examples of where your intuition? Ooh, I'm chilling up right now. Oh my God, my whole body is all filled with chills. Ooh, can you give me some examples of when you used your intuition and,
mm-hmm,
and it was valuable,
yeah,
for you? Can you help me with that?
Yeah, like when I accepted a job that I knew was really good for me, I just knew it. And when I accepted a place to live, you know, I ended up being, mm-hmm, there like 19 years. I just knew it immediately that was the place.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm still chilling up. How about any kind of intuition with people?
Yeah, like, you know, if you knew, like, maybe a friend wasn't that good for you, but you still, like, hung around them, you know, I ended up, you know, not having a relationship, you know, after, like, a while, you know, you realize that they weren't really a friend. But you kind of maybe knew that because you'd say, oh, it's better just to have a friend than be alone. You know what I mean? Settle.
You know what, Lisa?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is such a. I'm so glad you called in and you not only contributing to this show, but you're going to be contributing to everybody that listens to the show.
Good.
This is so. I'm telling you right now. Okay. And you talked about. Now let's go back to the person you said. You had a little intuition, but you knew that they weren't good for you, or you knew they weren't, what did you say, friendly, or what did you say?
Like a real friend, you know, and they,
yes,
weren't really there for you, you know what I mean? Like maybe they were using you more, like they wanted you to, like, be there for them, but, you know, if you had something, they didn't really want to listen.
But you said you could feel that in the beginning, you could feel that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but you still... you know, moved on and were their friend anyway, that kind of thing, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about, this is going to be my last, mm-hmm, question, and then I'm going to get into an answer.
Mm-hmm.
What about...
I love your, by the way, I love your talks. I just think they're so meaningful.
Oh, thank you. What about traveling or moving, driving, travel, any kind of intuitions with, okay, I'm not going to do that right now. I'm not feeling. You know, you hear people talk about, well, I wasn't going to get on that plane, and then they find out the plane crashes. You know, I was feeling really queasy about that. Anything like that? No?
I usually, like, travel when, like, I really want to go. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm,
where I'm really enthusiastic. If I'm not, then I haven't really had a problem with that. Then if I'm not really in the mood, I'll maybe go a year and just not travel, and then all of a sudden go a couple places 1 year, a year later. You know, like if I travel a couple times every other year or something, it's enough for me. You know, I just kind of go with that feeling.
So Lisa, I don't know if you know this, my dear, dear, wonderful young woman, but you're already using your intuition, and you've already given the perfect examples. Always. And so the first thing I want to say is to start trusting your intuition more. Practice trusting your intuition more. The second thing I want to ask you, and that's number one as far as the answer. The other thing is, have things in your life or circumstances in your life, even if at the beginning, oh, gee, this is horrible, I'll give you my example, and people who've listened to the show heard this. My mother died last year. I don't know if you've heard this, so forgive me if you've heard it 100 times. My mother died last year in October, and she left the family home. You're sitting down for this, Lisa. She left the family home to the handyman.
It happens.
And when I say that story, that at the time that it happened, oh my goodness, it took me a week, 2 weeks. It took me about 12 to 14 days to get out of my tailspin of emotions, tailspin of feeling horrible, tailspin of thoughts, until I started trusting more, practicing trusting more, practicing what I know is that whatever happens in my life, whatever, and in your life too, Lisa, is for your betterment, is for my betterment, serves me. There was a reason why the universe, see, my mother didn't give the house to the handyman. The universe gave the house to the handyman for my benefit. And what did I get out of it? I found that I had more attachments. I had expectations. And both of those things subtract from happiness and subtract from peace. I had a lot of blame. I was blaming my mother. I was blaming the handyman. I was blaming the attorney. My point is this. Everything that happens to me, regardless of a decision I say I make or a decision I don't make, and you're talking about property, buying property or not, you can feel it, Lisa. You can feel if it's a fit. And even if you're struggling with it a little bit, and say you do it and you're not feeling, it's a little comfortable, like you talked about having a friend and now you know that they're really not your friend, all of that, even that served you. If you think about it, if you really sit and go deep and think about it, you can find ways that that person that was, we say in this world, using you or wasn't really appreciating you or wasn't really a friend or was fake, whatever you want to call it, that really served you. Can you give me one way that that friendship served you, even though it was not as we would want, you know, a friend? I mean, you follow what I'm saying? So even the mm-hmm. stuff that we're uncomfortable with or we don't like or we're in a certain situation, it's still serving us.
Yeah. Do you see me finding something soon? I'm really hoping to, you know.
Well, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that whatever happens is supposed to happen, and whatever doesn't happen is not supposed to happen, and whatever decision and where you feel, you will be exactly where you're supposed to be. That's the best I can do. Now, I know some people can be specific and say, yes, I see you getting a property. Yes, I see you feeling this, and that's good too. But I go on a different level of I trust that everything that happens and everything that unfolds is perfectly unfolding and evolving for my betterment. And that's how I ride. That's how I roll. And so see, I'm not even asking the universe for universe. Am I going to be in? Am I going to be New York Times bestseller? Universe, do I see that? I can feel a little bit of that. I can feel a little bit of that, but I don't know. It's the universe's plan, and I trust the universe's plan. The question to you is, do you trust the plan?
Yeah, I think I do, because I know that I can't stay where I am, that I really do need to move finally. I've been in this area many, many years, and I just can't see living at this place, you know, too much longer. You know, I want to sell this condo, and I want to buy a bigger place in a different area. But I guess I just don't know the timing of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's been over a year, but I think, you know, a couple of things were not right for the move, but I'm hoping I'll know when the right time is. I'll keep on looking.
I'm chilling up again. The timing of it all, the timing. Oh, this is perfect. What a perfect question. Okay. Now that I know that you're specifically talking about timing, here's the answer. Do we know the timing? Okay. The time will come when you feel inspired, and feeling inspired cannot be hidden, cannot be, it cannot be ignored, because when you are inspired, it is like the universe is pushing you and kicking you forward, and you couldn't turn back if you wanted to. If you wanted to. So if you're not at that point, my dear, it's not the time.
Well, I haven't found the place. I think you're right. Like, you'll just know, and you'll just, like, move ahead.
Yes.
Do the inspection.
Yes. And
sign the papers
yes.
with no doubts, you know.
Yes, and I'm chilling. When you speak with your truth, my whole body chills up. And what the other thing I wanted to say is, I want to throw this at you and see how you feel about it. How about practicing being okay with uncertainty?
Yeah, as to the timing, yeah.
As to everything, my dear. The timing, all of life. Being okay with what you don't know. See, being
mm-hmm.
okay with what you don't know, there's a lot of peace with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's like what you said before, just kind of when you live in the moment and know that, you know, it's like things just happen when they're supposed to. You know, it's almost like there is a plan. Like, I think you can try to control everything, but you probably can't. You know what I mean? You can't.
You probably can't control anything. You can't control anything. You can't control anything. But the other
True.
Thing, so there's three things I want to leave you with, which, and this is, oh, my God, what a great call. The other thing I want to say, so we have number one, trust and know, you know, you already said that everything that happened evolved, and you can, find the good in that friend. I didn't ask you to give me an example, but I am going to ask you. But the other thing, being in the future or wanting to know the future, you're robbing yourself of the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
So being in the future means the future is none of my business. I'm just saying, but so it comes back to, do you trust? Are you okay with uncertainty? Are you patient? Are you willing to
let go of... I'm learning patience. Learning
patient.
You know, I think I'm getting better at it.
Okay. And let me, you know, now I'm chilling again. I've got chill bumps the whole call. When you said you're learning patience, let me say, you cannot be at peace and be impatient. You cannot be happy and be impatient. It just doesn't make sense.
True.
The patience is, if you ever watch, if you ever know a little child that's born and, you know, the baby's born and we're not sitting up there after the baby is delivered and screaming at the baby, hey, hurry up and start walking and hurry up and grow, you know, have some teeth and start
mm-hmm.
feeding yourself. And so the patience is, you know, impatience is a learned behavior. So you're naturally patient. Who you are is patient. This programming, we were all programmed to be impatient. I want it now, I want it now, I want to know now. But you're robbing yourself of your peace in your present moment.
Yeah, but I think I am patient a lot now, you know, like a lot more. And I realize
yes.
that things happen when they're supposed to happen. And then that gives me a lot of peaceful feeling knowing that, you know, because like it was really weird, like this last thing that I almost got, just like all these crazy things happened when I was supposed to maybe get this place. And now I've come to the conclusion that was like a couple months ago, it really wasn't the right timing. And that I needed to do some things anyways to fix up my place. So it kind of worked out because I had to get some painting done and some things that if I hadn't done it, I don't think I would have been able to sell anyways my place. You know what I mean? Like I didn't look carefully at what I needed to do at my place. And now I'm getting all that done. So that won't be a hinder at all. So I'll be able to sell this place too. So I mean, in a way, it was almost meant to be. And then when you look at it like that, it makes you feel better because, you know,
because
you would have had it on your record. Yeah, you know, they would have done an inspection and said, well, you know, I don't even, not interested. And then it's on your record. And then you would have had to get those things done anyways, because they were more like things that have to be in good order before you sell. So, you know, in a way I realized, you know, that, you know, it always works out, you know, like why that happens. So I'm just going to, you know, continue trying to, and not trying, but being more and more patient, and then knowing it seems that when you are more at peace, then things can happen too, you know, just
yes.
The timing happens.
And let me say one more thing, because I started the show off like this. I started the show. One of the things that I feel from you is you have a lot of stories in your head. You have a lot of stories in your head. Stories.
Uh-huh.
That you know the reason, you know, in other words, the stories, I hear your stories, and yes, I have stories too, but the letting go of the stories and just start trusting. In other words, you ever traveled and you've overpacked? You know, I mean, I'm going for 2 days and I have 3 suitcases. I haven't mastered not overpacking. So what I'm saying is all of the stories are just extra baggage that you don't need to carry. I don't care what the story is. The key is trust, patience, surrender, knowing, acceptance, being okay with uncertainty. That's it. Write it down. That's all you need to do. That's all you need to think about. That's it. Trust, surrender, let go, acceptance, be okay with uncertainty. What else do I have here? Allowing, knowing that you, the universe is serving you in every single moment. You're not in the future, you're not in the past, you're in this moment. So the human stories of, oh, I know that worked out because I did A, B, C, or D, the universe is looking at your stories and laughing and saying, no, my dear Lisa, it just wasn't time, and that's the end of that story. See? So it's a simplifying of everything. So it gives you less to do.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I guess the only thing that's hard to give up as well, it should be in this amount of time. You can't give a time, you know what I mean? What if, you know, you have to live with the fact that maybe, so what if it was a year and a half more and then you found the right place? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you just have to be comfortable with that. So that's what I have to do.
That's right.
Is give up on that, that there's like a certain
trust.
Time.
Which means trust.
Trust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so an avocado, you know, the avocado before it's ripe is hard as a rock and you can't eat it. So we don't try to eat an avocado before it's ripe. So what you know, what your ego is telling you, oh, it's time. See, the ego is the one that's keeping you impatient. Your ego is the one that doesn't want you to trust. Your ego is the one that does. It makes you feel uncomfortable with uncertainty. Your ego is the entity that thinks that you have to be involved. See, the universe's job is how. You don't need to know how. All you need to do is relax and trust and let go and enjoy and have fun and lighten up. You have a little seriousness, too. Lighten up, honey. Start laughing a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good suggestion.
Yeah.
And I guess, I can
feel
like,
you.
I guess that's, you know, good thinking, like, you know, it's not my timing, and that doesn't mean it's right, or to figure out why. Why was that the timing? Why wasn't it 6 months versus a year? You know, there are reasons that you might not know. Maybe it really was a place that would have been so bad for you that you would have moved in 3 years. You know what I mean? You got to think positively that there's a lot of reasons.
Oh, my God, you got it. So, see, you never have to ask that question of what do you see for me in the future, do you? Right?
Yeah, I think
because
you're right about that, because
you will always be guided, sweetie. You will always be guided, and I'm telling you right now, this thing, I have you know, the whole thing with the house and the handyman, a big legal issue, blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah. And there was a week, and I gotta make contact, but I wasn't inspired. Another week went by. I had to make a phone call. Wasn't inspired. Another week. I mean, this is, you know, handling business. quote unquote important business, right? No, no, no. I wasn't inspired. Do you know that 4 weeks went by before I was inspired to make that phone call, which was just on Friday? I wasn't inspired to do it, and all the thoughts came in my head. Oh, I'm maybe something will happen, and I should, you know, I'm not handling business, and all of those thoughts came in my head, but I wasn't inspired to pull the trigger to make the phone call, so I didn't. See, that's what I'm talking about, elevating above the thoughts, elevating above what I think I know. I don't know crap. The universe knows all. But I know a very small, listen, this is not good for my ego. I know a very small portion. I mean, just a speck, 1%, maybe 2% of the, what I think I know, I don't know. So it's really, when I say practice, just letting go and allow your using your own intuition and trusting your own intuition and trusting that the universe is always guiding you, is always serving you. 4 weeks. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I didn't make a phone call because I wasn't inspired. That's crazy, right? I think it's crazy.
No, it's not. You were ready, and the phone call turned out for your betterment, I bet. You did what you had
see,
to
do. Yeah, so I'm saying is wait for that inspiration, my dear. You already got it. You have the intuition. You have it. You really do. I can feel it. Trust and use it.
Do a lot of people have it? Do a lot of people have intuition, do you think?
Everybody has intuition, but the thing is we were not taught to practice using it at a very early age. Everyone has intuition. That's what I think. But I don't know that for sure. But, I mean, why do I have intuition and you don't? No, this doesn't make sense. But it's a practice of it's our sixth sense. Practice listening to that intuition.
Yeah.
Just the fact that how many people I could talk to anybody and they would say, "Have you ever had a feeling of no, I better not?" You know the one that you said earlier. No, I don't think that's going to work. No, I don't think so. Everybody's had that and followed their intuition. Yeah, they have it. I think they have it. They just don't practice using it. I use it.
They do the opposite
everything.
Sometimes. They go ahead and they don't listen to it. You know what I mean? Like this morning I looked at a property online. It wasn't in the suburb I wanted. So I said no, and then I went back 10 minutes later, no. Then I went back again 15 minutes and said, okay, I know. I've already said no 3 times. So go with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying, and that's what I'm doing now. And it does make me feel better. You know, like, well, there's no reason to go see it. It's not what you really want in your heart in the suburb. You know, you keep on saying, I keep on saying to myself, I really want something to open up in this certain suburb where I grew up. And there are reasons for it. I just feel that that's the right thing deep in my heart. So I'm going to go with what I feel and just wait for it, like you said, patiently. You know what I mean? Because I know that that somehow will be right for me and not, I don't think a mistake, you know.
And stay with that. Stay with that. Because you're absolutely right, and when you start giving the story, just recognize, okay, I trust the universe has me, I'm good, and let it go. And the more you do that, the lighter you get, because there's a seriousness and important and you know, I want you to lighten up. I want you to start laughing. Go on. Yeah, really, lighten up, honey. You're supposed to be enjoying this journey, enjoying it, regardless of all ups and downs.
Yeah.
Enjoy, 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 enjoy.
Oh, I sometimes laugh. I'm serious, but I enjoy. I laugh, you know. So.
When's the last time you laughed so hard you peed in your pants?
Oh, I don't know, but I laugh. I'm more serious, but I do laugh, you know, and joke.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I really appreciate your calling. Call me anytime. Thank you. I'm telling you, it was such an important topic. And so now you know when you ask me, can I feel something property? So that's my explanation and that's my answer to yes, the feeling something in the future. Make sense?
Okay, thank you. I'm going to listen.
You're welcome,
if that's okay. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Well, the show's almost over, but no problem. You can listen to any of the archive shows or call me next week, sweetie pie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What a great call, you know. And I get a lot of people calling and asking for relationship advice or any kind of advice, but it's always in the future. And usually it's the answer that I gave Lisa is the answer that I give anyone that wants to know. Number one, you have so many gifts. We have our gifts that we're not using. You have intuition. Do you use your intuition? Do you practice even listening to self? You know, Lisa was talking about how you're talking about knowing somebody wasn't a friend. You know what's funny is I was thinking about a couple of people that, you know, I have a pattern of people that, you know, I know underneath that they really, instead of saying like me, let's say the energy isn't compatible, because it's really just about compatible energy. That's it. Either your energy is compatible or it's not. And there, it's interesting because I know this person doesn't like me. I know that if I was drowning, I wouldn't get a life preserver thrown to me. But yet I'm engaging it, and this was years ago, and I would want to make them laugh like me or do things so they would like me. You know, all of this crap that happened this years ago until I finally the light bulb went on and saying, why are you trying to make people that don't like it? And this is it all starts from the beginning. Because when I was younger, I could feel that my own mother didn't like me. I could feel it. I didn't know, I mean, but it didn't make sense to me. How could my own mother not like me? And, of course, without going into the whole thing, of course, it has nothing to do with my mother not liking me, but there was an energy of not really being that compatible. But here we go. This is the cherry on the sundae. The mother that I grew up with was the perfect mother for me. Regardless of whether she liked me or she didn't like me, or that's a story. See, the like me, didn't like me, that's another story. The stories are the challenge. The universe gives us exactly what we need when we need it. There is nothing that you need that you do not have in this particular moment. That mother of mine, I'm thank her every single moment, and I'm telling the, you know, of course, relationships with parents, with back and forth, every single moment was a blessing, because it wasn't that she didn't like me. That wasn't even the answer, but that was a story in my head. The truth is, she had her own journey. She was part of my experience to bring to me what I needed on my journey. But what she was going through in her own life was her journey. Now, me trying to get in between that and come up with a reason and why, no. Everything is in order. Every single thing. This is a universe of order. The question becomes, do you trust that? The question becomes, do you know that? Do you practice it? What do you practice? And whatever you practice in this moment is what you're bringing into your future moment. So the more you practice trust, the more you will trust. The more you practice being okay with uncertainty, the more you will be okay with uncertainty. The more you commit to prioritize wanting to be at peace and happy, the more you will feel that, and that is what you are contributing to this planet. You want to contribute to the planet, you don't even need to leave your house. You just need to practice you don't need to practice. You just can practice trusting, peace, being okay with uncertainty, allowing, letting go, acceptance, being yourself, letting go of judgment, thinking that anything is wrong. Oh, there are mistakes. There are no mistakes in this universe. And that is that, my dear audience. So the topic is elevating beyond the thoughts. The thoughts, believing, focusing on the thoughts. Those are the reasons for the suffering. Our practice is to evolve. Just put the thoughts, witness the thoughts, view the thoughts, see the thoughts, but not, you are not the thoughts. I don't even know if any of that made sense, but if it did, yay, and if it didn't, yay. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel is a work in progress. Feel free to check out me on Amazon. The book Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out one of these days soon. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical example of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You're listening to Reality Spirituality. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm about to say.
Time to get real.